When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares. Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10. Sunday worship at 10:45. Sunday evening prayer is at 5. Sunday evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Jason Mung. His title, Faith in God.
That's right.
Before you get started again, would you like to share about how they can catch your Rumble channel?
Yeah. So I'll share that. So we are on Rumble, the Fivefold Training Center, and it is at Firewalker77. So you can get that app either on your iPhones in the Google Play Store or also on Roku. That is there. So we're posting those. We usually post once a week on those teaching as of now. We meet Wednesday nights in our home. And, of course, that is always open to anybody that wants to show up. You can reach out on the post if you would like a little more direction for that, but we meet 6:30 to 8-ish on Wednesday evenings. We just kind of do food fellowship and then do teaching on that until we get the training center finished. So, yeah, definitely check that out. I think we've got over 25 or more videos that are up on there now, so it's becoming a good library for teaching. It's definitely a great resource if you're just kind of looking for encouragement, or even maybe you find somebody that's in a need of encouragement. It's definitely a great place that you can send people to just get the word of God poured into their lives. So, yeah, welcome anybody to come join that channel.
I need to go catch up. There's a lot of good teachings on there.
Well, thank you. I think so, too. And like we're talking about today, like, it's just the Holy Spirit, you know, just when you just allow the Holy Spirit to do his thing in your life, man, and allow him to speak, like, it amazes me, you know, and I've mentioned this before, how many times I'm sitting there, you know, and we're doing a teaching, and I'm like trying to grab my pencil, or, you know, I need to write this down. Like, that's some good stuff coming out, because he's giving me revelation in those moments, and it's really cool to just see those things happen, just real time, you know, in that moment. It's exciting. It keeps me going. So I want to go to a little more scripture.
Okay.
I'm going to jump into Colossians 2, and let's read this one real quick. Verse 6. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. And again, you know, it's kind of our subject today, looking at those things. Your faith growing strong in the truth that we're taught. Of course, being taught what? From the Word of God. And the byproduct of that is an overflow of thankfulness, you know? And if that's not more real to my life, I'm telling you, you know, as a business owner, there's a lot of weight that comes with that. You know, not only are you a father and a husband and running a household, but to run a business. And for me, I was a one-man show. So, you know, I was accountant and janitor and, you know, I did it all. I wore all the hats in the business. And there was a lot of weight. You know, I did that for 16 years. So there was just a lot of weight that carries. And on the other side of this, you know, God called me into ministry. First of all, it was just like, wow, like that feels lighter, you know, just kind of getting all of those, some of those hats taken off, you know. But then on the other hand, then it was like this new thing was coming in of, okay, so now where are we going? How are we going to do this? What does this look like? You know, it was like a new journey for me, almost like, I mean, honestly, starting over in a way. And even with my sign company, you know, I had never had any experience in the sign business at all. And this thing literally just, the way that this came about, it just fell into my lap. I had no experience whatsoever, no training whatsoever. And then a sign company just shows up and I just prayed. I asked God, you know, like, here's an opportunity. Are we going to roll with it? And he's like, yeah, this is for you. And God built a business, you know, and it was just so cool to see that. And then again, after 16 years, it's kind of like, I was going to do it again. You know, it's like, okay, so now the sign company's out. God has called me into a full-time ministry. You know, I don't really know what that looks like, because what I was seeing in my heart was kind of different than what I'd seen as model, you know, and that was even different for me. Just seeking God's heart in that way. And, you know, just asking God, you know, I want to follow your ways. I don't want to follow in the footsteps of men before me or systems or traditions that I see. I want what you have. And if that's common ground, so be it. But if it's not, so be it too, you know. And that was something for me that was a big faith step, because what I have seen, and I know some of the things that God is moving through my life in, is unorthodox. It's kind of outside of the box of the way that we normally do things, you know. And for me, kind of with that was, you know, it was just locking the door on December 31st of 2022 and walking away. And that business hadn't sold yet. You know, it was still there. I still had all the equipment. And as a matter of fact, it was months later before I finally did finally sell all that out. And so it was just a faith walk in that place to for God to provide and what that looked like for my family. And like I was saying earlier with Abraham and Isaac, as we see in that story, God provided, you know, and it wasn't just about him. It was about his family even. And for me, God has been so faithful. And, you know, I'm here to shout from the mountaintops that right there, God is faithful. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what your circumstance looks like. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change who God is. It doesn't change that he can't provide, because he can and he will, you know. And today I am the voice to say that. And, you know, I even have peers among me that are asking, what the heck are you doing, man? I'm following, dude. That's what I'm doing. And just watch, you know, just watch. And what I seen, you know, in scripture, I looked at Paul's life, and it was like the first time I ever read that where Paul said, just look at me. You know, I thought, that's kind of arrogant. You know, why would Paul say, watch me? But what God showed me through that, as I just seen his life and read, I love Paul. God has really drawn me to Paul in the New Testament, and just watching his life. It's because Paul knew where he came from. That's why, on the other side, in Christ, he could say, look at me now. Like, look at my life. But he wouldn't have said, look at me back then, right? Because he knew, he had a realization. He was once blind, but now he sees, you know. And before, he had missed it. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't walking in the things of God. He thought he was, but he wasn't. There was a way that seemed right to men at that time, but it wasn't right. And, you know, that's kind of why I feel God, it's a similar journey in this way, where there's some of this stuff in the American Christian church that we've been walking out that we need to get away from. We're holding on too tight to traditions and ceremonies, and God is trying to bring something new in and move us in a way that will bring supernatural works. You know, the things that we see in the Word, we desire in our hearts, but we have not seen the fruit of those things in our lives very often. You know, I can look back over my life, and yes, there are definitely times where there have been miracles that have happened in my life. You know, flat out, no other explanation than miracles. But they're pretty few and far between. I'm 46 years old, you know. They're few and far between in that way. But when I look in the Word and I look at Jesus' life, He healed them all, you know, all. A-L-L. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is what we're supposed to be walking in. This is what God calls us to. And so I'm not going to rely on the traditions and ceremonies of men. I'm going to look to the truth of God's Word. And I'm seeing something that in what I've grown up in and grown up through, it's not agreeing with what the Word of God right. says. And so I'm ready to make a shift. And what's been really cool in that, and again, just sharing my journey here, is the prophetic was something that I've always been aware of, but never not really been as much in tune to until now. And what God was showing me in that was like what that looks like. And so I've started tuning my ear more to the prophetic voices that God is speaking through. And, you know, I'm not going to run off on a big rabbit trail because we definitely could right here.
Yes.
But look into the prophetic. If that's something that you're not aware of, I want you to look into that, because God is speaking to the voices of the prophets today just as He was in the days mm-hmm. of old. He gives us instructions through the prophet, and as He speaks in the Old Testament, that God doesn't do a thing without first speaking to the yes. voice of His prophets, you know? And even looking into my life, like now in ministry, what does that look like, you know? And so again, Paul has been a great example for me, and I notice in his life, you know, God called him in that way. What was he doing? He was taking... He would go back to the Old Testament and what the prophets had to say, and then he brought that message forth to the people of today, because, again, he was stuck in a system, right? And, I mean, he knew the Word of God. As a Jew, the Torah, he would have had memorized in his young age, right? And then as he grew as a Pharisee, he would then have been very instructed and knowledgeable of the words of the prophets, of Isaiah, of Zechariah, and all those places, Jeremiah. But he always came from a place of this, of a religious standing. And of course we know that that was not proper. And God had to intervene in his life and change his perspective, literally by blinding him in the natural and then revealing truth to his heart, and then gave him his eyesight back too, you know? And it's like, again, that's where you guys see that great shift from Saul to Paul, you know? And then he says, okay, you can watch me now, because it's the Christ in me that you're seeing, because I have died to everything that I am. And now it's Christ that's living through my life. And this will be a guide for you guys to look at and see and to follow. It's just an encouragement, right? Of to say, and that's what leadership is, you know, in the body of Christ. If you go to Ephesians 4:11, where it talks about the fivefold ministry gifts, those are given as gifts to the church as leadership, right? And we are called, those that enter in the fivefold ministry, we are called to lead. And so when people would look at our lives, we should be able to say, watch me. Let me show you how. Is that not how everything else is even? I mean, we can look into the world system of things. Even in, you know, I often use the time of a business model. It's no different. How does a... You can have guys that just boss people around. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have somebody who just bosses people. Those aren't the good leaders. The good leaders are the ones that are getting down there and they're doing it with you, right? Mm-hmm. They're working. And Jesus modeled that through his life. I mean, he was the greatest example we've ever seen. He said, I didn't come to rule this thing. I come to serve. I come to show you how. And again, that great example for us, the best example for us to look at and just follow. But also recognizing in our lives, it is now that same Jesus that's inside mm-hmm. of us through the Holy Spirit, so that we can begin to walk and model, right, before men to say, let me lead you. Come along the way. And you know, that's basically what God has called my life to. And, of course, the first thing that you're going to feel in that place is inadequacy. You know, right off the bat. Oh, shoot. Because I'm going to notice all the faults, all the failures, all the struggles, you know. And then I hear, again, like I was talking about during the break, like teaching the Word of God, and he's sitting here saying, you know, live in this way and do this way. I see the truths of the God, and I'm teaching those things, and the whole time I'm teaching them out. I'm taking them in, yes. you know? And he's like, yeah, I'm talking to you too, you know? Literally teaching me as I'm teaching, because it's the Holy Spirit that does it. It ain't me. You know, I died to me. You know, we see that in the truth of Colossians 2. I died to who I am. And I allowed the Holy Spirit to now invade my life, to take over and to lead. And so it's not a false humility. It's walking in true humility before God and saying, I give you my life, and now I want you to lead others to you through me, you know, and accepting that call And whatever that looks like in your life, do that too. You know, because it is different. We're not all going to be called into a fivefold ministry. Some of us are going to be called into the marketplace. Some of us are going to be called into jobs where that's where our light is to shine. But I don't care if you have the supervisor title or not. You can be a leader into the things of Christ, right? Leading people into the greater truths. For me, one of the biggest things that God has poured into me and my heart is the love of God. You know, that is one thing that we're called to. The greatest of the two commandments, love God and love people. Like, everything else hangs on those two things. And we can get to love God real easy, but one of the hardest struggles in this life is loving the people, you know? But again, in that way, we need to model that for other people. How can we expect people around us to love if we can't show them how to do that? And, you know, for me, that's one thing that I've went through some really, really hard circumstance in my life, but God has cultivated a love and a forgiveness in my heart that can only come from who he is in me. Because kind of like Paul said, without him, like, no, I'm filthy rags, you know? It's filthy rags, it is. But with him, we can walk this thing out and show the world, even other Christians, encourage building up, equipping the saints. You know, that's what God has called me to in that way, to equip others. And the best way that I can do that is model my life after the truth of God's word and then show them that in return. And then what does that do? It cultivates the same thing in their lives. So then they continue on and do the same thing out there. And then ultimately what happens in that place is the spreading of the gospel, which is the Great Commission. It's what we're all called to, you know? Jesus himself sent us out. Go out there. Be disciples, you know, get out there and share the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you will be able to do that whether you're called to a fivefold ministry gift or not. That doesn't matter, you know. As a matter of fact, I tell people, what you don't realize is the fivefold ministry is actually more towards the church. We are to build up and equip you to be the boots on the ground. And it's not that we don't do that too. We do. We're going to lead by example. We see that. But just as we see in Jesus' life, he showed them and then he said, Now you go do it, right? And it's no different in that way. We need to understand as the body of Christ, we need to go do that. So I'm just in this place, again, hoping that this has brought encouragement to somebody today and understanding, you know, even in the struggles of the things that we go through, like I was sharing with my personal experience, just walking out of a job, out of a system that I had always known that was comfortable, you know, that was predictable, you know, like I know I have to have this much work to pay this much bills, and that reconciles itself pretty easy, you know. If I don't have that much work, then the bills don't get paid, you know, then I do whatever I need to do. But it's like to walk in faith is outside of the systems of men, and it's to walk in a system that God has created that I can tell you it's one of the most exciting things I've ever done. I'm not going to say it's the easiest, but it's one of the most exciting things that I've ever experienced. And God has been so faithful in my life. And that's what I'm here to proclaim today more than anything is just to know that you can put a faith in God that will exceed every expectation. And as I see in the truth of the word, it will exceed any desire that you had. You know, we have these desires of our heart that God actually wants us to give us those things. But if we will condition our heart after his, that is from the place that we can pray and ask for those things. And guess what? He'll give them to you. And it's like, 14 months on the other side of this thing, I still don't have that building put together, you know? And even in that story, God brought me a building. And, you know, my thought was, sweet, 4 or 5 months, we'll have this sucker thrown together. You know, the training center will be in place. And here we're moving forward. And now, you know, I'm about a year past the building coming along. And it's like, well, the building's still not there yet. And I told God from the get-go, you're going to do this in the way you did it. It's not me, you know? So I haven't asked anybody for a dime, and people are gifting into that thing. And, you know, we've got all the demolition done now. Now we're kind of waiting for God to put that thing back together. But I'm not going to get impatient. I'm not going to get frustrated in those moments. Even when other people ask me, well, what's going on? And I said, dude, God's going on. That's what's going on. But what I love about that is even in this time of the wait for the building, God has made connections and still making connections, even, you know, today. Like, it's crazy how God is placing people in my life, how he is bringing those fivefold giftings together in relationship. You know, and we've connected now with local churches and bodies and with other pastors and with other teachers. And it's so cool to see how God is just orchestrating all of these other fivefold giftings that I know he will utilize out of the training center. You know, because I knew from the get-go that training center wasn't about me. Mm-hmm. It's not about my voice. It's not about my pedestal or my podium. It's not about that. It's going to be about the fivefold ministry. It's just going to be a place where we can utilize those giftings and those callings that God has brought. And we're going to use them in that building. And it'll be something, you know, people say, are you starting a new church? No, it's not a church. It'll be something outside of the box, really. Mm-hmm. Something I've never seen. I mean, God has been talking to me, and I've been starting to write vision down and kind of what those things look like. But I still don't have a clear view of what that thing's going to look like in its completion. I know it will be once the building is finished anyway, and we're not there yet. We're waiting on God to provide the money and the funds, but he brought the building, so he'll bring the funds to finish it. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited in the wait. You know, I'm that another thing, again, like faith in God. It's so cool, like I just read out of Colossians there, that understanding of God leads to the thankfulness in your heart. Mm. I am, oh man, I can't explain. If I could only verbalize what I feel inside, I'm just so thankful because God has taken care of my family. God is bringing about all the connections that I need. And now I still know God is going to bring the finance that is necessary to put this building together to completion. And we are going to see something here in Elk City that we have never seen before. That's totally different and outside of the box. And it will be no credit to Mr. Mung. None, you know, because as just I look in the life of Paul, anytime somebody tries to look at me, I'm going to say, no, look at him. Because this is his work. This is what he has done. But he uses his body, you know? And again, that's a realization we must see. That is the way God created. And I hear people say these weird things like, well, God could have done it by himself. No, he couldn't have. Matter of fact, he designed it that way. Mm. He didn't want to. He designed it in a way that Christ was the head and then we're the body. God himself designed it that way so that it would happen through the body of Christ. And we need to stop saying weird things that are contrary to the word, you know, and walking in, that's just weird. Like, stop saying things that are not in the Bible as Christians. Look at the truth of the word and then own it. I am the body of Christ. I am called to this. This is what God has called me to, and I'm going to walk in it, and I'm going to be the best that I mean, I look at Jesus himself. What if he would have just said, well, no, like, I can't be that guy. He had to be that guy, you know? There was nobody else that could be that guy. And I want you to realize that's the same truth for you. God placed you in this specific spot as the body of Christ, and nobody else can be that guy or that girl but you. Mm-hmm. That's who God called. And when you own that and embrace that and walk in that, that's when you have a firm foundation in the truth of the gospel in your life, and God can move in blessing. If you get into that false humility business, God can't bless that because that's not him. That's not his design. His design was by choice, by his choice and his design. Christ the head, now you're the body. Now let's do this thing. Let's get to work. Let's understand who we are in him. And as I always say, when you read the Bible, you don't only read it to know God. You read it to know who you are. And when you see the truth of who you are in there, own it and walk in it. And that will bring about, just as I have expressed before you today, even in a moment when you don't understand, when you don't know what's coming, God is here, spoke for an hour. He has given encouragement to the body of Christ. And again, that fires me up and encourages me to keep going. So it doesn't matter if there's another instance that will come in the future where I'm feeling inadequate or I don't have the words to say, I don't care because I know he does. He has a message to bring every time that I'm willing and available. And I have conditioned my life to always be that for him, willing and available to share my hope, the message of Jesus Christ. So blessings to everybody that has heard this message today. May this word grow deep down in your heart, and may you solidify your relationship with God through this, in Jesus' name.
That's a good word. And the firm foundation is the word of God. I think that's why I was missing it for a lot of years. I believed in God. I've always had a really strong faith, prayer life. But when I got into the word for myself,
yeah,
is when it changed.
Yes. It's a catapult.
I'm still learning who I am, but yeah. He showed me who I wasn't. We went through that process, and now right. I'm learning who I am.
Right.
Since you told me that, introvert is not a gift of the spirit.
That's right. It's not even in
he's
there.
He's been working on pulling me out of my shell and my boldness. So, yeah. And Miss Neva has been really helpful for that. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I really enjoy, and we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come join us here.
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it.
You always bring a good word, an encouraging word. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, and Jason Monk, I almost said pastor.
I am a pastor. It's okay.
Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.